Now, I don't know if you caught Penny Haynes speaking to John yesterday afternoon. What a fantastic interview to listen to, and really well worth looking for the podcast if you missed it. But one of the things he asked her about was, what is enabling swimmers of today to post times that are so much faster than those of her era? And her response was really interesting to listen to, that a lot of it is to do with the mental game, knowing that a particular barrier can be broken, believing it because somebody else has already done it. And if somebody has swum that time, it means perhaps you could too. But she also referenced several other factors, the ongoing research and development around training techniques, around recovery protocols, around swimsuit design, and nutrition comes into this conversation as well, which is why I took a second look when I heard about a study that's being conducted by a sports management professor at CPUT looking into the possible benefits of rooibos tea as part of a high-performance athlete's regime. I really want to know more about why they think it might work and what they're looking at. It's a great pleasure to welcome on the line Professor Simeon Davies, who is head of sports management at CPUT. Thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome.
Hi, Pippa, and thank you for having me on your program.
It's a great pleasure. There's so many energy drinks, energy booster products already available on the market. So what made you think to look at rooibos specifically for athletes?
Well, at CPUT, we have a long history of looking at antioxidants and their benefits to health. And in particular, my colleague, Professor Marnewick, who is the research chair of biotechnology at CPUT, we got together a few years ago to look at the potential of rooibos to be something more than just a tea, if you like, and perhaps look at its application perhaps in exercise and in sports performance. And we were very fortunate to get an excellent scientist, Mr. Kamati, to be the principal researcher, and essentially we've been supervising him over the last 2 years on this most recent clinical trial.
What is the trial consisted of? What are you looking at in what sort of context?
Well, the basic hypothesis is or was that rooibos, because it's a very effective antioxidant and has very unique polyphenols and flavonoids, we looked at whether or not if it was ingested prior to exercise, whether or not it would assist an athlete in two things. One, perhaps improving performance, but importantly, allowing the athletes to recover from exercise, post-exercise, because I think we're all aware until you go for a run or swim hard and you'll feel sore and tired the next day. And that's because of the kind of inflammatory damage and muscle damage you may have suffered during the hard exercise. So the hypothesis was if an athlete was to ingest rooibos prior to exercise, would this have some sort of beneficial effect? And what we found, this is the second clinical trial we've done, is that there are trends that indicate not only does it improve exercise, but importantly, it modulates the protein damage, the inflammatory markers after exercise.
So a cup of rooibos tea is a lot more pleasurable a solution than getting into an ice bath, which I believe some of the athletes do at the current in the current program. I'm sure they'll probably want to do both to double their chances of a good recovery. But what is it specifically? I mean, I know when you look at what is in rooibos tea, you see high concentrations of magnesium, of zinc, there's calcium, there's manganese, the antioxidant components you've mentioned, so important. Do you want to talk to us a little bit about what those individual ingredients might be doing leading to these kind of results that you see so far?
Well, not to get too technical, but they're generally referred to as bioactive compounds, and I've mentioned two of the groups, polyphenols and flavonoids. I think the unique thing about rooibos is that it has a long history, not only in terms of from the 1700s, if you like, but certainly the Khoi and San people were using rooibos as a tea or as a drink or as in many ways. And if you like, what's really nice about this study, it's built on indigenous knowledge. In other words, the importance of certain herbs and plants. And from that, we've been able to look at the qualities of rooibos. And one of the things that appears to be the case, particularly with rooibos, there's no silver bullet in terms of one of the particular polyphenols or flavonoids doing a special type of thing. It appears that they work in concert, and these are beneficial to the, if you like, achieving good homeostasis, getting the redox level back in the athlete following like heavy exercise.
I'm in conversation with Professor Simeon Davies, sports management at CPUT, and part of a very interesting study that is looking at the potential impact of rooibos tea on high-performance athletes. Prof, what about endurance? Are you looking at that as a factor? Are your studies suggesting that the use of rooibos might be a factor in improving an athlete's endurance?
In the most recent study, we kind of looked at two things. We looked at a sub-maximal component in the test, and then we made the athletes do, we invited them to do, because we can't make people do things, but we invited them to do 10 maximal repetitions on a exercise bike. And we could measure wattage, like power output, force, and distance completed. And what we found in the rooibos arm of the study, because it was a single-blinded, placebo-controlled study, was that the, generally speaking, because it's not the case for everybody, but the general trends indicated that during the submaximal exercise, the athletes, the participants, went for far longer than they did when they were ingesting the placebo. And in the sprint tests, we found different results. And of course, as I've been indicating, the post-recovery markers are very, very interesting. So, because of the scope of the study and the really interesting findings so far, we are looking to expand the study to a full PhD, working with Northwest University, looking at particularly the genetic profiling of the athletes and looking at to what extent that might be affecting how they react and respond to ingesting an antioxidant like rooibos.
We have a caller on the line who's got a question for you. Prof. David in Woodstock, good afternoon.
Hi there, Prof. Just wanted to ask you, does it have to be organic rooibos tea or can it be any rooibos tea that one buys off the shelf?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Obviously, for this study, we used a very specific dosage of a very controlled total polyphenol content in the drink that we gave the athletes before they exercised, okay? But in general terms, we recommend that a person drinks 4 to 6 cups of tea a day. We know that has health benefits, particularly to the cardiovascular profile of a person. What we're kind of suggesting is if people were to start using sports drinks with a specific dosage based around what our findings are telling us, it could be very beneficial to you.
Professor, a few more questions coming through on the WhatsApp line. One person asking how strong the rooibos needs to be and how much daily intake would be required. You've mentioned the 4 to 6 cups being optimal. The strength of the tea, is that a big factor?
Yeah, I'm not sure. It depends how big the cup is and whether you're brewing it and stuff. I think whilst we're talking on the radio in general terms, I can only really say it has been a beneficial effect. I think what we're hoping to do from the study, and this is part of the support we've had from the South African Rooibos Council, is to look at beneficiating rooibos in different ways than other than just drinking it as a tea. So mm-hmm. perhaps before you go to the gym or you're going to exercise extensively, you can access a sports drink, if you like, which has been is made up of the right combinations of total polyphenol content that you know scientifically might be beneficial to you.
So potentially we could see athletes going out to our next Olympics with a bottle in hand that contains a rooibos-based energy drink of sorts, which is a lovely thing to consider. Obviously, you've got to be very careful what else gets put into the mix. Is there anything in rooibos itself that could have any kind of negative impact or be deemed or run the risk of appearing to be a banned substance? Is that a concern at all?
Interestingly, I was in a webinar yesterday with the South African Institute for Drug-Free Sport, and this sort of topic comes up all the time because we know that a lot of the stuff that one buys from the pharmacy is not always containing what it contains in these sort of sports nutrition mixes and whatever. But I think in terms of rooibos, I think we need to remember it's caffeine-free. It's very, very low in tannins, and it has a long history of usage. And in terms of my kind of general guidelines, 4 to 6 cups a day, it's going to do you a lot of good. Obviously, if you're drinking 6 to 8 liters a day, it might be a little bit different. But But yes, I mean, there's nothing in the rooibos which is has any adverse effects on the human body.
Thanks for that. I think we've got one more question we can squeeze in as a voice note before we have to go to the news. Let's take a listen to that.
Pippa, could you ask the prof regarding the use of rooibos during exercise instead of obviously using the energy drink, whether there are benefits to that and possibly adding other things like honey to it to improve energy levels? Jamie Somerset West.
Thanks, Jamie. Any comment, prof?
Well, just quickly, obviously, in the trial we did, we kept everything as simple as possible because when you start adding sugars and things, you start changing the way the metabolism works because that's what it does. It picks up in different energy sources. But I think the palatability of a drink is very, very important. And I think our next stage of research will be looking at whether honey or a glucose or fructose or whatever way in which we can sweeten the drink to make it more palatable so you... you're happy to drink it, yeah. Makes it more something you want to drink before exercise and during exercise.
Professor Simeon Davies, thanks very much for a fascinating conversation. Professor of Sports Management at CPUT, heads up the Sports Management Department there, chatting to us about their investigations into the potential beneficial uses of rooibos for high-performance athletes. And thank you so much for sharing those findings with us. A lot of you are sending SMSs and WhatsApps about the other things you use rooibos for. It's quite fascinating. One person saying, good for a bath if you're suffering from chicken pox. Somebody else simply saying they love a cup of iced rooibos with a dollop of honey, it's yummy. I wonder if you've got something else that you use it for in a health sense. I know that a lot of the eczema products, for example, have got rooibos components in them these days for skin treatment purposes. Do you use it for something else besides a nice cup of tea? Let us know with a voice note to 072-567-1567.